God for everything. Hallelujah. You know, some people try to tell me, well, your dad wouldn't do this and your dad wouldn't do that, you know, for this corona deal. And for the life of me, I can't get over people trying to tell me what my dad would do when they didn't grow up in his house. Right? I know what he'd do. He'd do the same thing we're doing. We're doing everything in the natural that you're supposed to do, and then you do everything in the spiritual that you're supposed to do. Come on now. Hello. You know, God gave us a brain. We're supposed to use it. I think some people sometimes when they get over into spiritual things, they forget that they got a brain to help them live in the natural. We forget sometimes that we live in two worlds at the same time. We live in a spiritual world and we live in a natural world, and there are rules for both of them. Come on now. Hello? You can't be all natural. You can't be all spiritual. You got to work them together. Amen? Yeah, Lynette and I are fine. We're doing great. I'm just doing what I personally think I need to do. They say I'm in that age category, but I don't believe it. But, you know, the number says I am anyway. And we just staying away from as, you know, many people as possible, and claiming the 91st Psalm at least two or three times a day. That's what you need to do. Claim that 91st Psalm. No plague shall come near me. I claim it every day. I claim it two or three times a day. No virus can live in this body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, oh, you're not spiritual. Well, hey, if you're doing crazy things in the natural, you're not spiritual either. Come on. If you read the Bible carefully, it tells us to do what we're supposed to do in the natural and then do what we're supposed to do in the spiritual side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. That's my little sermon. And, you know, I'm different anyway. You know, I've looked there, and there's Barry Jensen, and he and Adrian, they're over our Rhema in Ukraine. But he saw that we needed a television operator back there, and he went back there and got on the television, operating the camera. Hey, Rhema people know what to do when we need to do it, right? So we just do what we have to do and we just keep on going. So if we got a big enough church here that we can spread out and you know, we don't hug or shake hands, or because they say that's one of the fastest ways to transmit the disease. So let's listen to what they say. Come on. All right. You know, today is back to school Sunday. We had originally planned this, and some of the kids are here and some are not. But, you know, people getting ready for school, and half the people don't know whether they're going to be able to go to school or whether they got to do it at distancing and whatever, you know. This world is turned upside down all of a sudden, you know. So let's turn it around and let's bring Jesus to the world and turn it upside down. You know, I mean, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school, and college. You know, and I'm gonna talk today about staying focused. But you adults can pick up on this and use it in your world too if you just listen. And I'm gonna say some things the younger students will understand. I'm gonna say some things that the older students, they'll be more directed at the older students. You know, King Solomon is said to be the wisest man that ever lived. I don't know whether that's so or not, but that's what they say and what some theologians have said. Although, if you do read his writings, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, you will see that there is a lot of wisdom there, a lot of wisdom. And so in Proverbs 4:25-27, and I'm going to read this from the Voice translation because I like the way it reads. It says, keep your head up, your eyes straight ahead. your focus fixed on what is in front of you. Take care that you don't stray from the straight path, the way of truth. You will safely reach the end of your road. Don't veer off course to the right or the left. Step away from evil. Leave it behind. So, stay focused. That's what I'm going to talk about. It says here, your focus fixed on what is in front of you. He's talking about staying focused in the midst of everything that's going on all around you. How many of you realize that there are, as you live your life, you know, you have to stay focused on your objectives and on your goals, or you will get distracted and never accomplish. Any of you adults found that out? The same thing is true with the students going back to school. Focus doesn't happen automatically. It's something that you make yourself do. It's a discipline. Y'all there? Y'all gone home already? You know, the word focused. Let's look at some phrases that entails. Paying attention. Concentrating on what you're doing. And we're talking to students, so it's schoolwork. Staying dedicated to what you're supposed to accomplish. When you stay focused, students, on your studies, you're learning, you're growing. And as you go from one grade to the next, then get to college, and then finally out on your own, you'll find that if you've stayed focused and listened and learned, you have empowered yourself to be successful in life. You know, the light outside, or these television lights, you know, it's here, it's light. But you know, if I take a magnifying glass outside with the sunlight, and I focus all that light on one point, I'll burn a hole in a piece of paper. I probably could do it if they could get those television lights bright enough to even do it right here, right now. You can do it with a, you can, if you have a bright enough light and you focus it all on one concentrated point, it'll burn. You know, you can go outside and the light is fine and so forth. But if you stay too long laying in the sun, you're going to get red because you're going to sunburn. And then some of you are lucky enough that you don't sunburn, you just get brown. But some of us are not that not that lucky. Did you know everyone can sunburn? I don't care what the pigment of your skin is. Everyone can sunburn. Some people don't know that, but it's truth. It doesn't matter. I've traveled all over the world, and I know that to be a fact. I've studied it in school, but also I know it to be a fact from traveling all over the world and being with a lot of different nationalities and a lot of different people. Focus. Focus. Say it with me. Focus. You know, when we stay focused, we are able to do things that we normally couldn't do because we concentrate and we focus on that particular thing. Now, we have to learn how to stay focused in the middle of all kinds of challenges. And they come from different ways and in different forms and shapes. You know, as a student, you face a lot of different challenges, changes. Many of you are going to be in a new school, new classroom. Some of you are going to have new teachers. You're going to have
Some of you gonna, because you're going to a different school, you're going, and your friends are not, they're going to another school because of the way where you live. You go to different schools sometimes. You're going to have to make new friends. But we adults face these same situations in our adult life as we go through our jobs and different things. See, another challenge that you face that can get you out of focus is distractions. Distractions. Now, television people, stay with me. Director, stay with me. That red light is on back there. And that's the picture that's being there. But if that operator is not paying attention to what the director is telling him, go out of focus on purpose. Go out of focus on purpose. Director, tell the operator to go out of focus on purpose. Look. If he gets distracted and is not paying attention, the picture, it's there, but it's not clear. Thank you, guys. That's what happens to you in your job. That's what happens to you in the classroom. You get distracted and it gets out of focus and you don't learn what you need to learn. You don't pick up on what you need to pick up on. You know, there are a lot of things that can be distractions, and I can name a bunch of them, but I just named a couple. You know, I was in class one day. It was, you know, on a Friday. And I don't know, I don't know what English teacher it was. Might have been Miss Petway. Did you ever have Miss Petway? Oh, Lord. Yes, she was. Nobody really liked her class. I'm sorry, but that's. I know all of y'all liked every teacher you had, and they were all perfect. Poor Miss Petway. She come to school one day when I was in school, just with her black slip on. She forgot to put her dress on. I'm serious. Were they still telling that story when you went to school? Because you were 6 years behind me. But she did, I was in the class where she did it. Crazy. Anyway, I think we was in her English class, and she's talking about some kind of literature mess, and I know my family tells me that I'm not very good, but I didn't like English and literature. Now, you give me history or science, and I'll focus in real quick. But math and English, And I'm thinking about the ball game that we're going to play Friday night. You know, of course, I'm the only one that's ever done that. Any of you guys ever done that? Sat in class because of man. And all of a sudden she says, Hagin, what do you think about that? Because that's what they call me in school. That's what it called me. Because when we were in the sixth grade, there were six of us guys all in the same class, all named Kenneth or Kenny or Ken. So I become Hagin. Kenny Leatherwood become Leatherwood. And, you know, we just had names for everybody. It was easier that way. And I had no clue what she was even talking about. Because my focus was on 8 o'clock Friday night. Not on 10 o'clock in the morning in the English class. Of course, I'm probably the only one that's ever done that. But because my focus was on, I was distracted by something else, I didn't get a very good grade. Because I couldn't answer the question. Because I wasn't focused. You know, there are all kinds of challenges that we face in being focused. And I want, you know, your adults to get a hold of this too, because this can help you even now. If you have a feeling of fear or you're anxious about something, it'll cause you to lose your focus. Fear of failing will cause you to lose focus. Fear that no one's going to like you will cause you to lose your focus. The fear of not fitting in will cause you to lose focus. The fear of not looking or being good enough in other people's minds or ideas. But remember, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. Yes. Now, I guess I'm different, but I never had any problem with not, you know, worrying about what other people thought. I didn't care. I'm me, and if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, you don't like me. I've been that way all my life. My sister will tell you that. They said, well, Ken, they don't like you. I said, I don't care. Well, don't you want to be liked? I said, if they like me for who I am, fine. If they don't like me for who I am, that's fine too. Come on. See, you've got to be comfortable with yourself before anybody else will be comfortable with you. You got to believe in yourself before anybody else will believe in you. Come on now. You know, being successful this year in school, being successful in your life, the key is stay focused. Stay focused. You know, there are a number of things that can help you to stay focused. But concentrating on being focused is vitally important. Say it with me. Stay focused. You know, you need to stay focused on the fact that school is important. It's important for learning and growing in knowledge and wisdom. Stay focused on the fact that church attendance and being with church people is important, because you grow and you learn. You know, it's difficult to stay focused if you're surrounded with those that are not focused. They'll get you off your course, because they're not focused on what the important things are. That's why you need to run. That's why your adults and kids and youth, everybody, you need to run with your kind of people. Christian people, I'm talking about, okay? Christian people. People that believe like you do. Because they'll help you stay focused on what is right as you live your life. You know, okay, I got on glasses, right? Okay. I can see that paper, and if I back up far enough, I can read some of it. But you know what? When I put these on, it helps me to focus, and I can see clearly because it helps me to read. Of course, none of the rest of you have that problem. Somebody said, well, pray for healing. No, it's not a matter of healing. It's when you get to a certain age, you can study it through in physiology and physical things. The muscles in your eyes have been working, contracting and expanding over the years until they become weak. And these help them to be able to focus. Come on. That's the truth. Stay focused. Stay focused. What will help you stay focused in life? God's Word, the Word of God. Kids, that's why we have the different classes for you that are on your level to help you with the Word of God. It comes all the way through from the time you're babies all the way through your high school and then into the college and the synergy of young adults. Another thing that can help you to stay focused is to listen and do what your teachers and your parents are telling you to do. And I already touched on this, but another way to stay focused is to have godly friends. Another way to stay focused is to have friends that want to learn. Now, I don't know how it is now. I was in school a long time ago, but there were some of the guys, they could care less about learning anything. Any of y'all have some guys like that? And if you hang around with them, they'll get you distracted from what you need to do. In fact, they'll get you to skip class and go do something else. I remember, man, I was in the sophomore in high school, I think. Yeah, sophomore in high school. And old Dale and Bob and I don't know, three or four more guys and some of the girls. I mean, I'm 16. And I said, come on, he can go with us. So-and-so's got his dad's car. We're gonna go down to the creek, go swimming. It was hot. I was tempted, but I didn't go. You know what? We had a pop test in history that day. And I don't know why it happened, but and it counted for over half of your grade for the 6 weeks. But used to, when I was in school, you had 6 weeks and then you got a report card. Anybody go to school during that time? Okay, now I think it's different nowadays, but anyway, that's the way it was. And you know what? They all either made a D or failed history. Come on. I somehow, and I usually wasn't that focused, but for some reason I just said, no, I ain't going. You guys go ahead. I ain't going this time. That was all my friends. Okay? They played ball. We were, you know. But you see, if you're not careful, your friends can really have an effect on you. Even you adults, your friends can have an effect on you. You know, even if somebody's friendly, you need to ask yourself, what they're saying and doing, is it good for me? Is it good for me to hang around this? You know, stay in a safe and healthy environment. What is a safe and healthy environment? People that believe in God, people that believe in the Bible, people that go to church like you do. Be careful what you get involved in. Not everything is good for you, even though it's not bad. It's not good for you because it distracts you from accomplishing what you need to accomplish. Especially when you get into the upper grades and into college, you have all kinds of people want, hey, come on, take this class with me. You know, because you get to choose different classes. Your buddy, hey, come on, take this class with me. Well, really, you don't need to take that class because that's not the track you're going on. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. You older students and your adults understand this. I mean, in college, if you're not careful, people can get you to take classes that cause you to have to take extra classes in order to graduate with your degree. Because you just, you know, now for you older students, college, upper grades in school, don't take a class just because your girlfriend is or your boyfriend is. If you don't need that class, don't go there. It gets you off your track, gets you off focus. Let me understand what I'm saying to you today. Anybody get anything out of this? I mean, you're going to have, as you go through life, school and life, you're going to have challenges. And if you're not careful, you're not going to stay focused. You know, Philippians 4:13 in the Message Bible says, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. See, God can help you when nobody else is around. He knows the answers, and he'll bring them to your remembrance if you've studied them. Stay focused. Let's look at some promises of God that will help us. Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wonderful things that you could never figure out on your own. If you stay focused on the Word of God, but if you stay focused on your schoolwork, you'll learn things that you can never learn on your own without somebody helping you. Ephesians 3:20 in the Message Bible says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working with us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. Many people used to say, God helps those who help themselves. And some people thought that was Bible, but it's not. But it is a Bible fact. Come on. It's not Bible, but it's a Bible fact. You stay focused on helping yourself with your studies and God will help you when you need it. Stay focused. Even when everybody else is against you, he believes in you. God does. Romans 8:31 in the New Living. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? Say it with me again. Stay focused. Hey, parents, let me speak to you for just a moment. Your kid's not going to be successful in school unless you give them the proper support and help. What you say and do greatly has a great effect upon them. A harsh, negative word in the morning before you drop them, your kids for school, will either help them focus and have a great day or help them have a failing day. When I dropped Craig and Denise off for school, the last thing they heard me say, Dad loves you, Jesus loves you, have a great day. And I would hear other parents say, you better not fail that test. You better be good today. Don't ever send your kids off to school with a harsh word. I didn't say don't discipline them, okay? Another thing, parents, especially if you've got more than one child, child. They're all different. Don't try to make one make A's just because the other one does. They may not be that capable. Come on. See, don't put them in a mold. They are a person on their own with their own personalities, and they may learn different from the other one. The other one may sit at a desk and study. Another one may, that may not be the way they study. Turn that radio off. I never studied without the radio on. Lynette will tell you, I still study with music going in my office. Anybody else do that? I've always done it. My sister was different. She studied otherwise. But, well, that's a distraction. To me, I wasn't paying any attention to music, but I can't just sit there at a desk with a book when it's just dead quiet. It's just not me. Now, what am I trying to say to you? Hey, learn each child. Work with each child within their limits, where they're at. Don't, you know, everybody's different. Words are containers. If you want to read something good about it, get E.W. Kenyon's Signpost on the Road to Success. He has a lot to say about words in there. Anybody ever read that? They're containers. Words are containers. They're either filled with harshness, negativism, doubt, unbelief, or they fill with hope, joy, peace, faith. Have you ever noticed that words create an atmosphere? Come on now. See, your kids won't be perfect. But you can keep believing in them anyway. You can keep encouraging them. Eventually, people will rise to the level that they're encouraged to move up to. By telling somebody, oh, you're just so dumb, you can't ever make it. They'll never will. You keep telling them, you can make it. You can make it. I believe in you. My mom would tell me that all the time. Ken, I believe in you. You can do whatever you want to do. You can accomplish. Maybe that's where I get the I cannot be defeated, I will not quit attitude. Many people don't realize it, but old Aretha Hagen was, she was strong. That lady was a strong lady. But she helped me to stay focused on the right things. Because Dad was traveling all over the world, preaching all over the United States at that time, preaching the gospel. You see, everybody, especially kids growing up, they need to be told you believe in them, you love them, you're proud of them, and they can accomplish. I want all the students, just raise your hand if you're a student in this place. You're going to be a student at school. Raise your hand. Get it up high where people can see it. If you're going to be a student, raise your hand. Turn around, find somebody that's not your child, or and find somebody and tell them, I believe in you. You can make it. You know what? People like to hear that. Kids need to hear that. Everybody stand with me, please. Say it with me. Stay focused, and I will accomplish what God wants me to accomplish.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, all the students and teachers and any school administrators, just raise your hand wherever you're at, all over the building, raise your hand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these students and you that are watching. I thank you for these teachers, these school administrators. I thank you today that you will help them to stay focused so that they can accomplish everything that you want them to accomplish in life. I thank you that each student is protected by the power of God. I thank you that each student will use all of their talents to be a success. I thank you that you will help them to stay focused to learn. I thank you that they will accomplish what you want them to accomplish for their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, did you get anything out of this today? Turn to somebody and say, stay focused. You got anything?
I surrender all to you, and everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Come on, declare this with me. I surrender. And I surrender all to you. And everything I give to you. Come on, sing it. And I surrender. And I surrender all to you. Everything, everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Come on, sing it. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Amen. Praise God. Stay focused. Give it all to Him. Stay focused on Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, tonight, 6 p.m. right here, Wednesday night, Hour of Power. As you go out, let's all try to maintain our social distancing and say hi to people, but no shaking hands, no hugging, all that kind of stuff, okay? You can still be friendly without that, okay? Praise the Lord. We'll see you. God bless. Kids, adults, stay focused and you'll accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. God bless. You're dismissed.